Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the bigger picture with Ryan Huang. And overnight, we're digesting news that U.S. GDP numbers for the second quarter fell 0.9%. So that's the second quarter that it's shown a decline. Usually that means it's a technical recession. Funny enough, everyone's asking the question, so are we in a recession or not? Someone please say so.
Depends on who you ask these days, right? So some people say you have to look at all data, including the jobs market, which seems to be quite resilient on some fronts. And looking at that 0.9% drop, that number we got overnight, that was in contrast to the expectation that we might have seen a 0.3% gain. So we are seeing, at least on a data front, that declining. And if you look at what we are talking about, is a recession going to mean markets will see the Fed ease off on those rate hikes? That seemed to be the case because we saw a second night of a rally in US stocks. But where will it go in the coming days? Let's check in with Christopher Wong. He is the client portfolio strategist for Southeast Asia at Fidelity International. Morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Chris. So are we seeing the U.S. in recession, or at least how close are we to one now?
Yeah. So at this point in time, certain hard data like unemployment remains pretty healthy. But other things that we track, soft data from consumer confidence to other proprietary forward leading indicators, seems to point that things are really slowing down. So for us at Fidelity, the risk of recession over the next 6 months is pretty high. Financial conditions have tightened for the last couple of months. Consumer confidence remain pretty low. That's also another challenge. So in our minds, for the next 6 months, we probably might see some form of a recession in the US.
Okay, that is the US. So how will it work out for the rest of the world globally? Because we've got central banks tightening, but places like China are still easing.
Yeah, so globally, we see a high probability of a hard landing as well. So we are seeing about a 60% probability. So a lot of kind of economies, let's say beyond US, in Europe, we're probably close to, if not already, in some form of a recession because of energy prices, because of the conflict in Russia and Ukraine. And also with all of this heading into a kind of a tightening cycle for many major central banks, right? On top of already weakening confidence. So to that, we think global hard landing risks are pretty high, about 60% in our minds. And China's one exception at this point in time. Data's already slow, but they are kind of, we see it picking up a little bit, given kind of their exit in some cities from lockdowns, the easing measures they put in, confidence is starting to return a little bit. So broadly, the world we think is going to slow. China probably is a bright and a different spot there.
Yeah, Chris, how should investors be reading into the data? Because it seems like bad news is becoming good news for the markets. They're expecting the Fed to ease off on those rate hikes. And the market reaction in the past few days has been, just helping the market rally. Is this going to last?
Yeah, kind of in our minds right now, you're right to point that kind of the Fed's monetary decision, right? They hinted that kind of going forward, they may ease up a little bit on interest rate hikes. That has given kind of a bit of a boost to markets. But at this point in time, given the risk of over-tightening by the Fed, given unemployment rates are still high, that's what they're really quite focused on top of inflation. They may likely over-tighten. There's a risk of that happening. Plus, globally, we're also seeing kind of confidence all start to trend downwards. So really, in the short term, we see risk a bit elevated and rising. So we are more cautious in our allocation. We are broadly underweight equities and some credits, but we're very selective here.
Yeah, that's where I want to get attention on the impact on markets, especially in ASEAN, the latest rate hike. How will that play out for ASEAN markets?
Yeah, so the rate hike will likely lead to higher interest rates in ASEAN as well. So local banks similarly have to act to stem rising inflation to prevent fund outflows and further currency depreciation. But that said, from an investment perspective, there are other positives that are building. So fundamentals in the region are pretty okay. They're also benefiting from the economic reopening. Certain areas like Indonesia, Malaysia, beneficiaries of rising manufacturing and higher commodity prices. And valuations still are demanding at this juncture. And certain markets like Singapore, for example, offer attractive levels of dividends.
Okay, so it sounds like many economies and businesses are well positioned to digest higher rates and borrowing costs down the road.
Yeah, here we'd say at this moment, on an economic perspective, ASEAN economies are generally much healthier than they were a number of years ago. So that can buffer some of this. Higher commodity prices can help areas like Indonesia, Malaysia, the recovery in China, reopening in ASEAN can also provide some support. Sectors, banks, some banks will likely benefit, as we saw from UOB's statement this morning. On the flip side, however, certain ASEAN countries have high levels of debt, may be impacted if rates rise much quicker from here on. Some sectors like real estate, a bit more leveraged in nature, might be impacted. SMEs as well might see a bit of a hit. So a little bit of a mixed picture at this juncture, and it really depends on ASEAN central banks' reactions over the next couple of months. Too quick of rate hikes might create a bit of a problem for certain segments of the economy.
Yeah, talking about the rate hikes, that has been supporting the US dollar in the past few months and quarters. Just this year alone, it's up more than 10%. How much further do you think it will go? And it is one of the headwinds being flagged by many companies and Asian economies.
Yeah, that's a good observation. So the dollar has really come a long way. So over the past year, it's risen about 15% against major basket of currencies globally. Now, the strength, if you look at it, really can be attributed to one, aggressive monetary policies from the Fed, and two, just general risk of more risk-averse sentiment. Now, while future rate hikes are pretty well telegraphed by the market at this juncture, this differential in US and other interest rates worldwide has been quite wide. The odds of Fed delivering another big rate hike is still material, and risk sentiment is still a little bit shaky at this moment. So as long as three of these factors remain in place, the US dollar will likely remain strong in the short term at least.
All right, Chris, and just to wrap things up, what are you telling your clients right now when it comes to positioning in the markets with the current uncertainty in the backdrop?
Yeah, so in our portfolios, we are kind of more cautious in allocation. We are broadly underweight equities and credits. We're bolstering our portfolios with defensive like assets. So think about the defensive quality dividend equities, kind of high quality bonds. We are also very selective. So opportunities that are arising right now are like Chinese equities, ASEAN equities. But overall portfolios, our multi-asset portfolios, are more defensively slanted and very selective in where we're positioned.
Yeah, this year definitely want to be more selective than in previous years. We've been chairing Christopher Wong. He is the client portfolio strategist for Southeast Asia at Fidelity International. Chris, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.